This is KERA News. I'm Jerome Weeks. Tomorrow is opening night for a landmark musical at the Dallas Theater Center. Stagger Lee was born here in North Texas with a black cast and creative team and lots of New York connections. A central challenge in this journey through the history of African American music, how to evoke the spirit of a decade in just a few chords. In Chapter 2 of the Art and Seek series, Stagger Lee, Making a Musical, composer Justin Ellington delivers a music lesson. Justin Ellington sits at the piano in the rehearsal room at the Wiley Theater. He's explaining why he didn't want the show Stagger Lee to stay in just one musical time and place, St. Louis, 1910. It's a place Ellington calls Ragtime Land.
In Ragtime Land, you'd hear a lot of... So there's a type of hope in the chords, but I don't hear sadness in that.
And Stagger Lee was going to need some sadness, some real conflict. Stagger Lee was originally set in St. Louis because that's the setting of the old song, Stagger Lee, the song that inspired the show. Will Power, the author of the musical, wanted to tell a story of young black couples in the early 1900s as they try to move from the country to the city, escape racism, build new homes. Ellington is Will Power's collaborator. He's a composer and music director. But early in their collaboration on Stagger Lee, Ellington had a suggestion for Power.
What would really be cool for not only the story, but the music and all designers involved is if we just kind of move throughout different time periods. I would just love to explore all these different forms of music.
So now Stagger Lee jumps from St. Louis to Harlem to Chicago and beyond. It became less a story about just Stagger Lee, a defiant tough guy. It became instead the story of the civil rights struggle and the Great Migration. That's the mass exodus of ordinary African Americans from the Deep South into the big cities. That also meant Stagger Lee became an epic history of black music in the 20th century. It starts way back with stomping spirituals from Mississippi.
Now when you go, now when you go,
then it goes all the way up through rhythm and blues and techno-funk from Detroit. That's a lot of musical turf to cover. But Ellington says he can just hint at this or that style, like when the show segues from 1930s jazz to 1940s swing.
With the Stagger Lee song, for example. So we're in this Cab Calloway vibe. Then there's a change. So those chords, to me, are not necessarily of that time. They came from when swing began.
Ellington is only distantly related to Duke Ellington, but he is a musical historical chameleon, ranging across influences, drawing on similar styles. With Stagger Lee, the composer knows, as catchy or evocative as his tunes are, they're at the service of the musical story. Yet he sees the conflicts in that story, the story of black people pushing for a better life, as actually embedded in his music, in its component parts.
The whole show is the blues to me, and that is what the world should be and what the world is. And those things work together, you know. You get all these rubs and it's nasty, but there's still hope. And I think to really get to the hope, you have to address the blues. And I think the show is that.
And that is what we call musical theater. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.